نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم honorable ulama respected elders brothers mothers sisters beloved youth and children assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh all praise is due to almighty Allah the sustainer nourisher and cherisher of the universe peace blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Today is the 17th of Dhulqa'da 1446 here in South Africa and inshaAllah we are here now in Zinyaville in the Jummah Masjid, Jami Masjid in Rustenburg. Our topic today is on three issues. Regarding Pakistan, India, what really happened there and what will still happen inshaAllah. Then what is really happening in Gaza and in Palestine. And then third one is where do we as the Ummah at large fit in all this here. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us already more than 1400 years ago, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا You will find, O Muslims, that your worst arch enemy will be the Yahud, the Jews. Allah didn't speak of Zionists. We mustn't confuse issues. Allah used the word Yahud, the Jews. وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا And Almighty Allah said, the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. But similarly, we mustn't go to another extreme and say every Jew and every Hindu is our enemy. Islam don't allow that. Quran Kareem made it very clear, Laysu sawa'a. They all are not the same and not all equal. So we must say majority Jews, majority Hindus, idol worshippers are our arch enemy. And you just look at the politics of today, you look at Israel and you look at India. The unholy alliance between the two. And what is the binding factor? Their hatred and how they despise Islam and the Muslims. Muslims in Palestine, occupied Palestine, Muslims in India are treated as second, third, fourth class citizens. I mean that every person will accept. So we need to understand that properly. Let's go back to the early 40s. So when you look at the entire subcontinent, there was no Pakistan, there was no Bangladesh, there was nothing. It was one big India, Hind. In our Islamic terminology, we call it Hind. So remember if you go actually to the term Hind, it refers to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Ceylon, all these countries put together, that constitutes Hind in our Islamic terminology. Anyway, so as time progressed, there in India, there were the communal riots. Muslims one side, the Hindus one side, hundreds and thousands of people dying, Muslims becoming shaheed and so forth. So the ulama, great ulama, they decided that no, we have to have our own country, our own homeland and so forth. Most ulama were saying that, other ulama were saying no, we should stay and so forth anyway. So you must remember the year 47 came and then the partition took place. This side is India, that side is Pakistan. Now here is a crucial point which many of us Muslims overlook and we don't understand. The loose understanding was this, where they are majority Muslim, so that will be form part of Pakistan. Where is majority Hindu, that will form part of India. Now let's come to the issue of Kashmir. Kashmir, India Kashmir, what they call Indian administered Kashmir. Pakistani people, ulama, they call Maqbooza Kashmir. This is all the politics there. So, if you go to Kashmir even today, and you went to Kashmir 40s also, majority were Muslim. So according to your own understanding, that Kashmir supposed to become part of Pakistan. But you see the British, they always divide and rule. It is human nature, the people who occupied you, the people who invaded you, you will always have hatred for them. You see the Afrikaner, they brought about apartheid here in South Africa. We all know what is apartheid, blankers, knee blankers, whites, non-whites and all these things here. And we know the harm they cause. A kuli, khanna di kuli dog too. I could remember these words very clearly when I saw my parents crying over the young boy. So I was getting very happy, we're getting a new house, a new shop. But when I saw them crying, I realized something is not right. So they uprooted us where we were, and then they told us, khanna di kuli dog, you go to your Indian area. So therefore, you don't have much time for them because they were oppressors. See today now, 49-50 gone there to America. But the church in America told them, you get out from here. We're not giving you asylum, we're not giving you place here. You are not really people suffering from genocide. See, humiliation already for them. That's a separate topic. So the British wanted, we occupied India for centuries and decades. So now the people mustn't be keep on swearing us, let us leave one laddu there. Let us leave one problem for them. Then India, Pakistan will always fight. Already three wars they had beside the one now. So we must understand that the planning of the enemy. So that Kashmir supposed to go to Pakistan. So today it won't go to Pakistan, United Nations and India and you know America, everybody got a hidden agenda. So what we must say, the easy solution to it is, give autonomy to Kashmir. Don't make it part of Pakistan, don't make it part of India, make it an independent country, independent place and so forth. But India will not allow that to happen. So that is the main reason. All this that took place in the past month, past few weeks, what was the hidden agenda? India is now like a superpower. America, Britain, France, they want India to become part of the United Nations Security Council and they must have a veto power as well. Not that they love the Hindus or they love the idol worshippers or so, but they know they got lot of many people, they want 1 billion plus people, they are the masters in IT and there's cheap labor and lot of other issues and so forth there. So therefore that is their hidden agenda. So we must promote them and they're anti-Islam. And they're all anti-Islam. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. Non-Muslims are friends of one another, Quran says. So the plan they made, India, that we must give Pakistan such a threshing in Urdu, if you know good Urdu, Pakistan to malyamate karna hai. We want to destroy and decimate, annihilate Pakistan. So remember, they wanted to take over Pakistan, Kashmir. If you know Pakistan, I stayed there 7 years approximately. That whole area of Gilgit and all that areas, they say. Pakistan half asleep. Pakistan is fighting the whole day, you know how it is, you understand? This one is fighting this one. The Baluchis are saying, we want an independent state and all that. Pakistan wants to break up further, if you know what's happening. So they got their internal. But China is watching everything. Not that China is our friend. They also got a hidden agenda. So they told the world how America is looking after Israel, we Chinese will look after Pakistan. Because Pakistan is a rich country. It's a nuclear power, the only Muslim country that is nuclear. And it has so many minerals. So China knows what they are doing. They're watching everything on their system, their radar and their, you understand, all their systems and what have you. So they told Pakistan, you guys better wake up, these guys are going to finish all up. So what must we do? They say, okay, we give you this, we give you this, we give you this. So this victory, whether you like, don't like, truth must be spoken. The victory was for Pakistan. The victory was for China. It was defeat for India. It was defeat for America, it was defeat for the Western forces. So that is the truth of the matter. You know France, they gave that Rafael and all that. India bought it billion dollars. This not Pakistan technology. This Chinese technology and so forth, they blew them to pieces, you must remember this time. So it was a great, great victory. But now the question arises is this, that were Pakistan really deserving of that victory? No, they were not deserving. It's only the mercy that Allah Ta'ala gave them that victory. Some awliyaullah, some people made so much qurbani and so forth. So in life, even when we are victorious, we should never think that we're entitled to it and we deserve it. Nay, say hada min fadli rabbi, say hada rahmatu min rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. All of you brothers, and especially you ulama and you students and you who know Arabic, this afternoon, tomorrow, Sunday, whenever you get time, use your leisure time in the pleasure of Allah. I want you to open the book called Sunan Nasa'i. Sunan Nasa'i has a chapter there and it's called Babu Ma Ja'a Fi Ghazwatil Hind, the war against India. The hadith is sahih, is authentic. Those of you who know hadith, go open that hadith kitab, that kitab is Sunan Nasa'i. The sub-chapter is Ghazwatul Hind. At the bottom, I've got the copy of Bitahqiqi Albani, Sheikh Albani. I met Sheikh Albani in 1998, 1999, he passed away. He said, Sheikh Albani said, hadithun sahih. It's a sahih hadith, authentic hadith, he said. What is the hadith? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, Isabatan min ummati. There'll be two groups of my ummah. Fa'ahrazahumullahu min an-nar. Allah jalla wa la will protect and save them from Jahannam, these two groups. Isabatun taghzul Hind. One group will be dead, the true Muslims who will fight India, the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers, Hindus. So it's a great, great bisharat and great, great glad tiding and news. Wa isabatun taghzu ma'a Isa ibn Maryam. And the biggest war still to come against the Jutlas and the Jews, Isa alayhi salatu salam and the Jews. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will descend in Damascus and Damascus. He will come down from there towards Palestine. This side is Tel Aviv, this side is Jerusalem, in between there's a place called Lud. And we say Lot in English. So if you've been there, we've been there many times all this. So the fifth time, but they kick me out now, they don't allow me. So you must remember that there Isa alayhi salam will dispatch Dajjal straight to Jahannam and kill him there. So after he comes here and all the commotion, mayhem he will cause. So these battles are still going to happen. Some ulama say it happened already. But if you see the siyaq and sabaq, you see the text and the context, it means it's still going to happen. So this was a victory for Pakistan, but there will be still greater victory for them. India today, they don't know what to do. How come these Muslims, who we thought are so weak, that they gave us such a thrashing that their air force is depleted? The people, you know, masses don't understand things, that they're lying to them and telling them we won and so forth. You know India, what's happening today. They're telling the Muslims, jao jao Pakistan, jao jao Kabristan. Either you pack up and you go to Pakistan, you want to stay here, you want to be Muslim, we'll send you to Kabristan. So if you want to stay here, you become Hindu. Now you will see how much trouble will take place again. Eidul Adha, Bakri, Eid time. They'll catch Muslim, they'll say, no, he was slaughtering the cow and all this type of thing. So you see, Allah Ta'ala is opening our eyes. That you, and their eyes also. That why is your idols going to help you? They can't help themselves, how are they going to help you? So that is what happens, so we must make a lot of dua. You know how many ulama are in jail, how many Muslims are in jail, how many masajid they destroyed. United Nations, listen to this, you can Google it. United Nations report for Kashmir, that Kashmir under India, 10,000 women were raped in Kashmir by the Indian army. This hazar, hamare khawateen, hamare behen, ki izzat waha ki fauj, mushrik, Hindu fauj ne inki izzat loot liya sif Kashmir mein. 10,000. Ye kisne kaha? Aqwame Muttahida ne kaha. But yet our people bilkul khame ghaflat mein, we still there. So that is part one. Come to part two. I've always come to Rustenburg, mashallah, my brother Suleiman Yaqub, my uncle. You see, you'll call brownie, you must change that, you know. I don't know, maybe he likes a brown kurta or what, I don't know the story, right? You see, we Mammon people, we change little bit names, that also is not right. Make Joseph, there's no name like Joseph, it's Yusuf. That's why you see how handsome he is, you see, even in his old age, you see. So Haji, Yusuf, then I asked him, what's your name, full name? He said, Isa. So you must call him by his proper name. Haji, if you want to say Haji. Or brother, Yusuf Isa. That's it. So they invite me, this, that, Allah reward them. So now I become like a regular guy to Rustenburg. Alhamdulillah, Allah reward the trustees, reward all of you. And you hear about Palestine. But now what is happening? I told you many a time, but you don't listen. You see, Muslim today, what is our life? Kana, Pina, Sona, Pahana. When you are living in comfort zone, Quran says, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ. Allah made you like kings. But I see messages coming to me from Rustenburg. That the Muslims are protesting, there's no water, and there's no energy, and there's no power, and you know DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. You know how it works now, you know. You used to it now. When I told you in 94, you mustn't vote, they nearly killed me, the people. I never ever voted for ANC. It's 30 years. I say it 100 times on the radio. I never ever voted for ANC. I never ever voted for DA. I never ever voted for EFF and all this. So we must think a little bit also. But we also like sheep, just follow the Pied Piper. You understood? You must think what's really happening and all these things. Anyway, now we can't change that. So now let's look at what is the global situation. See today's paper, the Haaretz newspaper, is free. H-A-A-R-E-T-Z. Just downloaded, you youngsters who are here, whole day playing with your phone, sending emails to the females. You understand? You know, children, busy, busy the whole day. Last week they told us Sunday is Mother's Day. When I asked the youngsters in the varsity, how many of you kiss your mothers? They look down, three, four. How many of you kiss your girlfriend? 80% pick up the hand. What is absolutely haram, that they're proud about. What is sunnah and abawiyah, they say, no, I feel shy to kiss my mother's hand. You feel shy. When you will kiss her, when she's dead? You see, we indoctrinated. Name is Bilal, but Bilal thinks like Bali. Name is Maryam, but Maryam thinks like Mary. Quickly, let's come to Gaza. Today's Haaretz newspaper, if you want, meet me after Jummah, I'll show you, I got my phone, I gave it to Adi Yusuf. So you must remember, Trump fires Netanyahu. Not that he's our friend or something, you know Trump. Trump, he just wants money. So he got the Saudis $600 billion over the next 4 years. They say Trump will give us nuclear, Trump will give us security. Now I translated, outside in the parking. I translated the khutbah, Yasir Dosari. He say our hukumat Rashida, and we make dua for them. And he took the king's name, he took MBS name, the Murtad bin Shaitan's name. So see, all of them, they just have to like parrots and puppets. Few weeks ago, the Imam of Medina Munawwara, some of you maybe heard, know him, and Sheikh Ahmed Talib. His father or mother is Pakistani, you see. But he is a person who was imam for many years. He made a powerful dua against the Jutlas and them. And after that come letter, you fired, you no more imam of Masjid Nabawi. You make dua against the Jutlas, you get fired. This is your reality. If you want, I can show you the documentary proof of it. Come to Gaza, so you must remember that. Now the Israeli government is in a big fix. So they say that what we must do, we must finish it up. Smotrich, their minister of finance, said yesterday, before yesterday, that what we did in Gaza, we're going to do in the West Bank. That is the next place of the Palestinians, the headquarters. We're going to start flattening it up. Why? They want all this to be incorporated, annexed into Israel. You see that? But our Mujahideen, 90 days, 80 days, no food, no water. But Allah is giving them some water. Allah is Allah kulli shayin qadir. Somehow they're still surviving. Not only surviving, they are busy with the jihad. Every day they're killing 50, 100 of our people, martyrs, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. But our people are every day killing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 jutlas as well. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A khuya, you Pakistan, India wala, you don't understand. Ye aapki zaban nahi hai. Main tarjuma karunga. A khuya juat as a dwaya juat. A good Jew is a dead Jew. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So we, you know, we South Africans, we can only talk. You bring water pistol, our wuzu will break. You know that. So anyway, so we must make special dua. Allah Ta'ala give Hamas. You see Hamas, from day one, 87 they started, they said our ideology is this, imma ash-shahada wa imma az-zafar. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for victory. You understood? So that is their aim. And the jutla can't understand that, how can these people just be giving their lives like that? But for them, martyrdom is one of the aims of life, remember that. We will never raise the white flag, we will never ever surrender to the jutlas. So that is how Allah gave them that iman, that courage, that jazbah, all these things there. We must read Qur'an. Today this morning I was in Ziris, and after Fajr I gave them a talk there. I said, you ulama, you must start reading Qur'an and this tafsir. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya is a book. All you Somalis and you foreigners and South Africans who know Arabic, just Google it, it will get downloaded. I got my copy, hard copy, but I can't give. So you just download it. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya, and you will find there. I just give you the one bisharat. The glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the Qur'an. Qur'an says, chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 104, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Listen to the words. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the final promise of Allah Jalla Wala comes, we will bring you jutlas. So you find jutlas, Jews from America, Britain, France, South Africa, yeah, they're all there. Any person is a Jew, he wants to go there, they go, you see. And they give them rights, they get. So that is one. What is the wisdom? When Nabi Isa alayhi salam come, he don't have to run around, yeah, go there, the jutlas all there, we finish them up. See, wisdom. Surah 17, verse 7. You must know the law in the Arabic language. If you have a verb in the past tense and is preceded by idha, then the meaning goes to the future. See the ayats of Qiyamat. Idha sama'un fatarat, idha sama'un shaqqat, idha shamsu kuwirat, all are like that. So we must understand. So chapter 17 verse 7, what Allah says? Three things Allah says. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final promise of Almighty Allah comes, the Muslim army, what will they do? لِيَسُوءُوا هُجُوهَكُمْ. They will disfigure the faces of the jutlas. They will defeat them. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa and liberate it as they did the first time. You see. And third one, they say, we got now, we got this, their pride, arrogance. وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَدْبِيرًا. So remember that, say, Allah will crush their pride and arrogance of theirs. Haaretz newspaper said yesterday, 40% of Israelis want to leave Israel. In the soldiers and the IDF, everyone in 8, 12.5%. Obviously they're playing it down. So we can say 20-25% is suffering from what? They've gone half crazy now. They go on so depressed and so forth, they commit suicide, they run away, they don't want to go back to Gaza. So they are a nation in real depression now. The economy is finished, their tourism is finished, everything is finished. But the Mujahideen are busy. But who is selling them out? Who is selling the Palestinians out? The Saudis, your MBS. They are selling them out. They can't. Today Yasir Dawsari gave the lecture. He can't even use the word Yahud. Our Haram Sharif, you can't use the word Yahud. You go see, I'll send out the khutbah, everything. He never said Yahud. He didn't make Adai Deen and all this kind of thing. Your United Arab Emirates, Sudan, all the trouble taking place is because of United Arab Emirates, your Dubai and Abu Dhabi and all of them. So they are against the Sudanese government and so forth, Muslim government. They want their puppets to be there. Two. Three, Jordan and Egypt. Hopeless, good for nothing. They will kill, they will destroy Palestinians if they can help it. Then the fifth and sixth one, Morocco and Bahrain. So these are the six, and now they're roping in Syria. So they told Syria, we will give you billions, billions, we will remove the sanctions, you must recognize Israel, and your oil you must give us. Can you believe that? How disgraced we have become and so forth. Quickly, South Africa, my brothers, see, I got nothing to do with soccer and football. But our brothers, they went there to the stadium, and they had the t-shirt on. They had red card Israel, and you must do this and this. I mean, South Africa is a democracy. We got freedom of speech, we got freedom of... But 30, 40 police came for the 5, 6 guys, whatever. They brutalized them, they did the out on bail. So our guys are here, Umar and them, today they'll be interviewed on the radio and that. The point I'm making is this, that see how powerful the Jewish lobby is coming in South Africa. You go to Cape Town, they make, you know Kashmir? Kashmir, they got white Kashmir. India, Kashmir, they got white Kashmir. What mean white Kashmir? Some Jutlas, Israelis are there, and only Jutlas stay there, even the Indians are not allowed there. They want to pull the same stunt in Cape Town, you must remember. This is only whiteys here. If you go to Mauritius, I met the president, former president, Muslim. So twice I met him in his house. I told him, I'll come to your house, no press, no security. He said, fine. I said, I want to discuss. I say, is it true that your God does no-go areas that Mauritius people can't even enter? The whiteys from South Africa are there, and they made it a white township. You see, partially you can say it's happening. You see, brothers, so these Jutlas are coming into Cape Town, and now they buy the most expensive property, 7 million, 10 million like that, and slowly, slowly the Muslims can't afford it. So we need to wake up and understand in our own country what is happening. The micro and the macro, but never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Jalla Wala. We make dua, Allah Jalla Wala, give victory to our Mujahideen. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. And Allah make our Khatima bil Iman. My town, Heidelberg, just now I announced it. Ahmad Baikalam, his son did Mawlana Afzal. So his father passed away, 2:30 janaza, you see. So we must make dua like that. Allah gives us a death of Iman on a Friday. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لا يرجى لكشف الشدائد إلا هو ولا يدعى لدفع المكائد إلا هو وما مراد العاشقين في الدارين إلا هو وما طلب الواصلين في الكونين إلا هو المخلوق كلهم ضعفاء لا قوي إلا هو والناس كلهم فقراء لا غني إلا هو لا واجد ولا ماجد إلا هو لا خالق ولا ناصر إلا هو هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو موسى على الطور حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو يونس في بطن الحوت حين ناجاه قال لا إله إلا هو يوسف في قعر البير حين ناداه قال لا إله إلا هو ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت إخواني البدن ضعيف ضعيف والسفر طويل طويل والزاد قليل قليل والصراط دقيق دقيق والحاكم رب جليل جليل وتقول النار هل من مزيد وتقول الجنة وعدي وعدي ويقول كل ملك مقرب ونبي مرسل يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول آدم صفي الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول إبراهيم خليل الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول إسماعيل ذبيح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول داود خليفة الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول سليمان صاحب المملكة يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول موسى كليم الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول عيسى روح الله يوم القيامة يا ربنا نفسي نفسي ويقول نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي ويقول الله جل وعلا عبادي عبادي لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم الآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا منهم ذي الأصل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى زاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا ارحم الراحمين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وصديء الحساب وهازم الاحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم اشدد وطأتك على جيوش أمريكيين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان لا سيما في السودان وفي كشمير وفي الصومال وفي برما يا رب العالمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي. يا حي يا قيوم، اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين. فاذكروني اذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. اقم الصلاه. Brothers, straighten the sufu, please. Switch off all the cell phones, please, brothers.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أهوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى. ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى. سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وسرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إياهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. رب اجعل لي مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي، ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.